Dr. Kahan, I am willing to bet anything that this has something to do with blood sugar.
That's exactly what the study was. So it was specifically a study looking at how different people responded in terms of their blood sugar levels to different types of foods and different types of diets that they were eating. And then they formulated an algorithm based on that data to try to predict how the same people would respond going forward. It's a very, very interesting study.
So what we're learning, and we start now down the road of the human biome, and each of us may have a little different colony of little friends inside, is that each of us may be responding in very different ways to the very same nutritional intake.
That's exactly right. And we've known that for a long time. There's a huge individual variability between how people process and respond to and metabolize the different foods and different food groups that we eat. What we're starting to learn now are what are some of the factors that lead to those differences in variability and responses, and ultimately, how can we use that clinically to better advise individuals on what types of foods would likely do better for them, and food patterns would likely do better for them, and how we can use it clinically to prevent diseases.
So what are some of those factors involved?
Well, as you said, the microbiome is likely one of the important ones. Genetics is also likely another important one. Our tendencies toward how we eat in terms of whether we tend to eat smaller meals throughout the day or larger meals, those are variable from person to person. And frankly, our preferences are also really important here. They didn't look specifically at that, but that's another important area for us to consider rather than just offering people a one-size-fits-all approach.
So how close are we then to, I can get my clothes tailored these days. I can even take a photo online and get a well-cut shirt. How close are we to having our diets tailored by some sort of scientific approach that really looks at me rather than we?
Well, we're already there to some degree. In my clinic, there are a number of factors that we use to give people better recommendations for them. So, for example, it's a very simple one, but a valuable one. We have very good evidence to show that people who have insulin resistance, which we could think of essentially as prediabetes, they tend to respond much better to a lower carbohydrate or a lower sugar or a lower glycemic index type approach rather than a lower fat type approach. That's one piece of a much bigger puzzle, though. And this study is pushing things forward. They're looking at a number of more variables, and they're going to be able ultimately to offer much more tailored advice. As is, however, I think the bottom line is this is a proof of principle study. It's not going to change what we're doing clinically all that much, but if they keep going down the line of this research, I think literally within just a handful of years, we are going to have much better scientific prediction person by person to help people manage their blood sugar, and beyond that, even things like weight management.
Dr. Scott Kahan, thanks for your time this morning. Dr. Kahan is with the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and director of the National Center for Weight and Wellness.